This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين وجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continue again with the series of Madarij al-Salikin, the path seekers. And today's topic about ittikhadh al-asbab and tawakkul ala Allah, subhanahu jalla fi ula. Putting the effort, planning, and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula, and total reliance on Allah subhanahu jalla fi ula. So let's go into the definition, the meaning, linguistic and shar'i, and then we go into the ayat and the ahadith as we're accustomed, inshaAllah. Then the homework that will be given for us in the end, so it could be ilm and amal, knowledge and action, as we are accustomed in this place, inshaAllah. So that word in itself, wakala, this actually comes in, it boils down to three letters again. Waw, kaf, lam. And it's like you getting at somebody to a power of attorney. You cannot do something. So it really means that iftiqar, knowing that it's muqassir, I'm insufficient, I am dependent, I can't do it myself, I have to get somebody else to do it on my behalf. And then you have to understand difference of opinions among the scholars what it actually means. Too many. But among them, he says, صدق عقيدة القلب صدق معتقد القلب بأن يصرف كل شر ويجلب كل خير في أمور الدنيا والآخرة يعود إلى الله. So firm belief in the heart that everything that is good that could be brought in this dunya and the hereafter, in this life and the hereafter, and pushing away all the harm in this life and the hereafter, is only up to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And that's why you see the Qadariya and the Jabriya, these sects, they don't have this tawakkul, because they don't believe in this divine decree and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything or what is hidden and the khas and am and all of that stuff and intricates. Subhanallah, may Allah give us the hidayah, Ya Rabbi, in this dunya and hereafter, Ya Rabbi, in this path, Surat al-Mustaqim, in the dunya and hereafter. We're not going to go there, but let's take in that tawakkul, ittikhadh al-asbab. Understanding what this means, you also have to understand where you started from. Who gave you sustenance when you're in the womb of your mother? Sitting there helpless. Did you have any power? Did you have any job? Did you have any salary? Who gave you sustenance in the womb of your mother? And when that one line was cut off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you two, the bosom of your mother. When that was cut off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you four types of food, categories. And when that was cut off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open 8 gates of heaven for you. So never despair of Allah's mercy, no matter who's going to get inaugurated today or nothing, it doesn't matter. Because we do what? We say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. That's it. So why are you afraid? Why are you worried? See, among the definition of the tawakkul, believe it or not, is سكون بلا اضطراب واضطراب بلا سكون, which means سكون is lack of movement, is tranquil, you're at peace. بلا اضطراب, and there is no quivering. And the opposite is true. And how do you do that? That is part of اتخاذ الأسباب. That is the part when you actually put your causes together and you plan. Which means what? The sakina is where? The tranquility and the peace of mind and all of that? Lack of movement is in the heart. And اضطراب, the movement, everything else is in your limbs. This is اتخاذ الأسباب. So you have to do your best to do everything in this dunya to get the hereafter, the best in the hereafter. That's in the actions and deeds. But your heart is cut off the asbab, mu'allaqun birabbil asbab. So your heart is cut off from this dunya. And it means it is only linked to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Which means what? Have you heard this before? Ya amma ta'ta rizqi. You're gonna cut off my sustenance, man. If you believe in tawakkul, do you really believe in what Jesus said? You actually believe that your boss is the one that grants you this job? Or grants you this risk? Or the one that will hire you or fire you? You have no idea about tawakkul and yaqeen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created that man or that woman that will make it ittikhadh al-asbab. He puts him in as a sabab. He's just a cause, another one, that will grant you or deprive you by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula and the command of Allah. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمِعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Yeah, what happened? Wouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the examples and the nations before you? Since people will, they gathered, you know, the SDI, Strategic Defense Initiative. Don't mess with me, man, because I'll blow you away. Look at this. Did you see this video? Yeah, we'll show you how we actually blow people away. We can actually laser this guy. You know, with this guy, I know exactly where you live. Oh yeah, I can hear him now. Get the satellites on. I can hear him. I see him where he is. Yeah, yeah, get this, whatever, F-16. Get the laser tag and this. And look at that. Do you see that? Don't mess with me now. That's the SDI, Strategic Defense Initiative. So they were trying to do the same thing as that. History repeats itself. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا. Oh, don't mess with Quraysh and the Ahzab, the allies and all these parties got together. Hawazil, all these people came in. Oh, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Watch out, all these tribes are coming to conquer you. Don't mess around, man. What did they say? They said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. You know what that hasb mean? You know, حَسَبَ, you counting. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, it is sufficient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Him to be our guardian. So when you do hasb, you know hasb, counting? You know, if you know somebody, it's called يُعَدِّد, or يُسَمِّي. Don't mess with me, I know Wazir Fulan, Rafir Fulan, and Amir Fulan, and Bdingan, and Zul Sultan, and all that, Allahu musta'an. Wallahi, you know what? I know this guy. And if you don't know this guy, I know the other guy. No, you know that guy? This guy knows the other guy, and those guys will know me. And I tell you, man, don't mess. I got stars here. I got swords. I got eagles. I got stuff. Your people will... Yeah, sure, sure. That's called hasb, right? Accounting. I know this, I know that. But don't mess with me, man, because I know these people. That's called hasb, right? But if you say hasbun Allah, ya salam. فَمَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ فَمَنْ يَضُرُّهُ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, with your hasb, who will harm you? You understand what, how important this is in Madaraj al-Salikin, the path seekers? So they say that some of them, they said, this is the part. وَاللَّهِ فَحَسْبُهُ ذَلِكَ. So he says, it is sufficient that the tawakkul is حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ بِاللَّهِ. Tawakkul, you're putting your trust in Allah and reliance in Allah, that is how you put your positive thoughts about Allah. حُسْنُ الظَّنِّ. وَأَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. What do you think of me? So what do you think of Allah? The idea, akhi, that, you know, مَا بِرْحَمْشْ وَلَا يَخَلِّ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَنْزِلْ. Ya ilahi. Wallahi, we don't have the fahm. We don't have the proper understanding. Do you know why the difference between us and the Sahaba and the three generation? And by the way, it's the خَيْرُ النَّاسِ, not قُرُون. خَيْرُ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي. The best of people is my generation, and so on and so on. Why do you think they were led? Even though they were led, now they led the whole world. What was it? It's the proper understanding of اتخاذ الأسباب and like putting the effort and planning, and total reliance on Allah after that. Let me give you the example. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we said this before, couldn't Allah subhanahu wa jalla feel like give him victory? Of course he could have. Couldn't it make everybody Muslim? Of course he could have. Why did he have to actually migrate? Even with him migrating, what did he take? Abdullah ibn? Yeah. What did he say? He actually took a man that was not a Muslim to guide him to the path to Medina. That's called ittikhad al-asbab. You know, when he went to the other side first, when he stayed for 3 days, and all of that stuff called ittikhad al-asbab. Putting the effort. If you don't believe me, go back to the Quran, you'll find out. Maryam alayhi salam, a woman that is actually going through labor pain, pregnant, weak. Still, the scholars will say, couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her this, the palm tree to actually drop the dates on its own? But what's he teaching us? He's teaching us ittikhad al-asbab. Huzzi. Shake the trunk of the palm tree. Tusaqat alayki rutban janiyya. You know, the ripe ones, not the other ones, the good ones. Couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, it's easy. No, he's teaching us that even Maryam alayhi salam, in that state, a woman going through labor pain, she still had to shake the palm tree, the trunk of the palm tree. The trunk of a palm tree. Give me the strongest man here, the one that has been doing, you know, benching 300, squatting 700, and, you know, where's the beef and all that stuff? We'll pump you up. Take the biggest, strongest man on the face of the earth. Go ahead, shake the palm tree. You think it will work? It will work, ya Sheikh. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Maryam alayhi salam, in that state, all she had to do is just, take it. Done. Same thing, Ibrahim alayhi salam, what happened? When he said that, they found out that he's the one that actually took an axe and destroyed their aliha, their gods, false gods, the stones, the statues used to worship. Inna sami'na fatan. This is the man that did it. Harquh, unsuru alihatikum. You saw? Get your victory to your ilah, your gods. So what did they do? They tied him up. They unclothed them. Tied the hands and the feet. And they were the fire was so high, they prepared it for a long time. Even birds, if they fly over, they will die. They had to actually throw them away from a far place. They can't even come close to it. And by the way, that's why Ibrahim alayhi salam will be the first one clothed on Judgment Day. Because he was actually thrown in unclothed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor him on Judgment Day. He'll be the first one being covered on Judgment Day. Now, Malakul Matar, you know that the angel of the rain? No, Mikael was watching, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, pour water on this. He's waiting for the command of Allah for him to pour water to put the fire out. Did he do that? No. It could have broken this machine that they were throwing it in. They could have missed. They could have died. The fire would run out. They could not have captured him. All the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have saved them. But did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? No. To teach us that fire will not burn unless by whose permission? By the permission of Allah. It's fire. But it doesn't burn except with the permission of Allah. As a matter of fact, he says the best days on the face of the earth was which days? The days that he was in the fire. As a matter of fact, Jibreel comes down now. He's alaka haja. Can you imagine? You're in this position. Tied, unclothed, fire. And an angel, the head of the angels, comes down, descend by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's asking you, is there anything you want? What will you say? Call 911. Call the fire department. I want my mommy. What will you say, Shaykh? Wallahi, what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Is amma laka fala. Do I need you? No, I don't need you. Who does he mean? Who does he need? Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. He passed the test. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in return? Qulna ya nar, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Now we told the fire, be cold and peaceful, otherwise he would have frozen to death. Same Ibrahim alayhi salam, taking Hajar, the wife of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now after he's got a baby that he's waiting for a long time, Ismail alayhi salam, he's taken to a barren place, and all of us know the story. But just to remind each other about this tawakkul, then what did they do? Turning around, walking away after all of this, where are you going? Who are you leaving it to? What did Allah Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Nothing. So it's now Allah amaraka bidhalik. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command you with this? Allah says, إِذَا لَا يُضَيِّعْنَا. He will never lead us astray. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel, a tip of a wing, a foot of a prophet. Zamzam comes up. Source of sustenance is given right away. All you have to do is pass the test, ya akhi. Those people who says you don't have mercy and you cut off the mercy of Allah. Who has the right to cut off the mercy of Allah, ya Shaykh? Who actually has the right to deprive you? No one. After the salah, what do you say? لا مانع لما أعطيت لا معطي لما منعت. None will grant anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will want to deprive you from. And no one will deprive you from anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed for you. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ. And know for sure what plagued you will never have missed you. And what harmed you was never going to miss you. And what missed you was never going to harm you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ. The pins are lifted, the ink is dry, done, ya Shaykh. What is it about the four things that is written 120 days in the womb? Your lifespan is written. That's why we're trying to tell you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, it doesn't matter. Wallahi, you will not die 1 second before it's your time. We're not asking you though to stand in front of a truck, as we mentioned before, says, let's see if it's my time. Nobody will do that. That's called ittikhad al-asbab. As we said that, you know what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the sustenance for the birds. The hadith is sahih. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Wallahi, لو اتوكلتم على الله حق التوكل. But if you put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the perfect means, in the way that it's supposed to be, لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا. What happened? He says, Wallahi, by Allah, if you put your trust and reliance in Allah, the way befitting His Majesty, He would have given you risk like He's given birds risk. Have you seen a bird with a label? Doctor bird, so and so, lawyer bird, engineer bird, this. Do they have like a salary monthly? Do they have a bank account? No, nothing, they don't have a job. Now, what did he say? He says, if you really do this, Allah SWT will give you sustenance like He's given the risk of the sustenance of the birds. They are hungry. You're not. They travel, and I'm going to have to explain this part, inshallah. And they get the food and they come back full. As a matter of fact, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah, and Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhima, they actually differed upon this hadith. Imam Malik says that he puts his proof that you don't have to work so hard. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa jalla biola. And his key word is yarzuq, la razaqakum. That Allah says, if you were like to, you put your trust in Allah like the birds, la razaqakum, He would give you sustenance. The Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah, he says, yutukhadir asbab, yaghdu. He says they actually have to fly to get it. They don't have to wait. So they differed. And now Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah, he didn't want to argue with Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. He went away, he saw an old woman, he helped her with that, running the errands and carried her bags. She said, Wallahi, I don't have much to give you, but here are 3 dates. Take the 3 dates as ujrah. He says, now I want to go back to Imam Malik to tell him that if I did not go help this woman, I would not have gotten the dates. And he goes back and says, listen, I want to share this with you. Here's 1 date, and I'm going to keep 2. He says, aha, you see, I didn't do anything, and I've gotten the 1 date that I didn't do anything. And you, but he says now, of course, understanding to put it combined, that's what the proper meaning is. With all due respect to all the imams, the Taras, the Islam, to the best of their ability, Quran and Sunnah and Ijma' and so on. Now what we have to say, also go back to Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, rahmatullahi alayhi. He says he was watching 2 birds. He says, Wallahi, I'm going to see this bird here is crippled. He has a broken leg. So I'm going to watch what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give this bird. How He's going to give that sustenance to the bird. So he waited for a long time. After a while, another bird came in and he gave the risk, the food to the other bird. He says, that's it. I have my proof. I'm going to stay in the masjid and ta'abbud. I'm going to worship Allah. That's it. Seclusion. Just the ilm and worship and that's it. That's all. I have my proof. So another imam heard him. Heard what Ibrahim al-Adham rahmatullahi alayhi did. He says, Ya Ibrahim, why did you choose to be the weaker bird? And that's the question I'm going to ask you, brothers and sisters. Why are we choosing to be the weaker bird, depending on anybody else and everybody else to help us? When will the ummah turn from being consumers to producers? When will the ummah actually provide their own medicine, their own weapon, their own wheat, their own prayer mats? Is that in China? You know, the Japanese are getting tired of inventing everything, and the Chinese are getting tired of doing everything. When are the Muslims that come up with a great invention and do things? So we have to be to excel in everything we do. It doesn't matter what field you're in. With that intention, I put my trust in Allah. Yes, Akhi, what do you want to do? I want to get married. Did you study? No. Did you get a job? No. I want to get married. Yes, my brother, but did you tahadir isfah, habibi? I want to have children. Okay, if you want to have children, how are you thinking to have children? From the sama? You have to tahadir isfah. You know, I want to get a job. Okay, what's your credentials, man? Nothing. I'm just good looking. MashaAllah, that's very good, Akhi, wallahi. You see, you put your trust in either your strong or your looks or your connection or even your wealth. That's all you believe. I have nothing. I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, the doctor said that running was so good and so healthy, and he started writing about it, and he ran for an hour or two or a day. He says, that's it. You will not be harmed if you keep running. He died running. Because he put everything invested in that. He didn't believe that in that. He believed that running will cure everything. You understand, even the medicine you think? If you think that the medicine is the one that gives you cure, that is not the proper understanding. It is that Allah puts the cause in that piece of a pill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the cure. That's the proper understanding, akhi. But we have to put our effort in order for you to get a job. What do you have to do? You Shaykh, I'm a Muslim. I have to, and I know the risk is written. I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to chill. I'm going to collect bogey, I'm good. You know what? I'm going to change my status on my income tax, which is coming up. You know, I'm married, but not married. Because, so I can get more of this. Allahu Akbar, ya Shaykh. What's going on? My brothers, what's going on? Wallahi, come back. Come back. You cannot be the one that the bottom hand all the time. You have to be the upper hand. You have to work. Time is running. Few more minutes to share with you on the roadmap and a beautiful thing she seals out, and now giving you the homework that we all have to do. Asking Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to make us among those who listen, speak, and follow the best of it. أقول ما تسمعون ما استغفر الله استغفر الله فيا فوز المستقبل. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, too many examples, but we have to learn the lesson. It's not just here to come and be listening to this and doing nothing about it. العلم حجة لك أم عليك. Knowledge that you gain is a plea for you or against you. So whatever you learn, you have to implement. So there's no more afraid of anyone. No more scared of anything. It doesn't matter, ya Shaykh. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah يعصمك من الناس. Allah will protect you from people. That means, لن تقتل. You will not die being dead from the people. خلاص. So what did the Prophet says? Okay. خلوا عني. He had no more protection. Before, he used to have bodyguards. Done. Understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that controls, but he says it to khadir asbab. Now, knowing that fact, my brothers and sisters, even Dawood alayhi salam, I'm going to finish with this story. There's too many to share with you, but inshallah, I want to give you the roadmap, inshallah. And hopefully to do something about it, and from there, we'll take it. When we said even the prophets and messengers, even Ayyub alayhi salam, how many years was in agony, in pain of that illness. What happened, his wife, she had to actually sell her hair to be able to live. Lost his children, and so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have simply said, be again, kun fayakun, healed. But what did he do? He still had to take a shower. It's a khadir asbab, part of it that. Nuh alayhi salam. Couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him just go take on the higher mountain, everybody else will drown? What did he have to do? He had to build a boat. Do you understand everything? As we said, everyone had to go through a test and everyone had to get to put the causes. What have we done to put the causes of victory? When were the nations before us got the victory and when we didn't? When we dropped the Quran and Sunnah, you dropped one Sunnah, didn't get it. The Sunnah of Miswak, you could not get the fact. One army could not get victory, and they've done everything. They didn't even have one sunnah of miswak. And you know the story. And then they says, you know, oh, we forgot one sunnah. Sunnah the miswak. So they cut the roots, and we got the miswak. The army in front of them thought, what? Oh, these Arabs, they're barbaric, man. They're going to eat us alive. They're cleaning the teeth to a kahanja, and they fled. That's exactly what it is. It's the understanding, a proper understanding of Tahadr Islam and Tawakkul in the first nation, in the first generation. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned this whole ummah around. And us, we're doing what? We're totally dependent. We always ask when America comes over to help us. When does Russia stop hitting Aleppo? When will China do this? When will the UN not turn over this? When everything we're doing what? We're waiting for somebody else. And we've left the one that is the one that has the all of creation under his command. So we left the one that he is the controller of everything, and we go to the human beings that will die just like us. You understand, ya Sheikh? So اتخاذ الأسباب. What is the asbab, ya Sheikh? That's what our homework is about. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مُخْرَجًا. So it's now in all of that stuff, bima kasabtum, bima, it's called ba' السببية. This ba', because it's the cause. From this, if you want to have a way out and a source that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, that the place that you never thought of, what is the condition? What is the asbab? مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتْ. It's مَشْرُوطَ. It's conditional. Allah will not just give you this because your name is Muhammad or Fatima, because you have a beard or kufi or whatever it is. It doesn't. It doesn't work that way, أخي. You have to put your best foot forward and the effort. Otherwise, you don't deserve it. That's why we lost it in the Khilafah. We lost it because we left the Quran and Sunnah and we took what? The dunya. In the women, alcohol, power, illness of the heart, we lost it. You understand, my brothers and sisters? So if we want to change, we say always, if it is to be, it's up to me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change unless you change. Allah is good to you all the time. But when you change, خلاص, it's you. بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَجِينْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. So we have to come back now to really find out the true purpose and the reason that we were created for. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ لَا يَلْعَبُونَ يَا شَيْخ. So if we do that, wallahi, Allah kafa. You know the story about the man that borrowed 1,000 dinar. Who is the witness? كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. Who's our kafir? Who's the guardian? كَفَى بِاللَّهِ كَفِيرًا. Again, the man took it and he accepted. That day he's supposed to return it, no boats. So he اتخاذ الأسباب, he took a piece of wood, carved it, put the money in the risala and the message, left it. The man was waiting all day, but just before the sundown, he sees a piece of wood. He says, I'll take it just to tahattal. You know, I'll put it as a bonfire. In it was the money. And the man wanted to make sure he came back again. He says, wallahi, Allah returned. He sent you a message. Leaving you with one story. Imam, Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. A woman comes up to him, he says, Allahu zalim am adil? Taqillaha ya mra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a just or unjust? Is he fair or unfair? But who al-adl? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is justice. So she says, you know, I have three children. I've been netting all this time and I have all this, been working on this to be able to sell it in the marketplace to feed my three daughters. And all of a sudden a bird comes in, takes it and runs away. How is that fair? So Dawood alayhi salam says, Bittaqillah, a man comes knocking on the door. He says, here, we were in a boat in the middle of the ocean. And the boat had a hole. And we were all going to die. There were 10 businessmen. And all of a sudden, a bird comes in with a beautiful net, red. And he threw it to us. We took it and plugged it in the hole, and we were all saved. We want to give this 1,000 dinar each. It's 10,000 dinars. You give it to whomever you wish. He smiled. He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُتَاجِرْ لَكِ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْبَحْرِ وَتَدَّعِينَ أَنَّهُ ظَالِمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making deals on your behalf and on earth and in the ocean. And you still think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oppressive? You understand, my brothers and sisters? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for His da'wah and give us yaqeen that tawakkul is the only way. And I understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a deal on our behalf if only we put our trust in Allah. إِذَا عَزَمْتْ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَإِتَّقِيمْ. When you take the causes and put the plan, and then you put it in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory in this life and hereafter. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who's ahead in the nukes. It doesn't matter who's in the power. But if the power in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have nothing to worry about. لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ فَنْزَ مِنْكُنُ الْجَنَّةِ. He says that no power, no thing, nothing will change except for the power of Allah is a treasure from the heaven. Give us that treasure, Ya Allah. Ameen wa akhda wa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbana ka alhamdulillahi wa jilali wa tibu'adhim wa sultani. Allahumma salli ashamna Muhammad fil awalina wa fil akhirina fil mal'a amadeen. Allahumma ansuri islam wa a'izzal muslimin. Wa ali bifadlika kalimatai al-haq wa al-deen. Wa adilla shirka al-mushrikeen. A'da'aka a'da'a al-deen. Awqa'i al-kafirina fil kafirin. Awqa'i al-zalimina fil zalimin. Wa akhrijna min bainihim salimin. Allahumma ahfadna bil islam qa'imin. Wa ahfadna bil islam qa'idin. Wa ahfadna bil islam raqidin. Wa la tushmit bina al-a'da'a wa al-hasidin. Allahumma ahfadna min bain aydina wa min khalfina وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا وابتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وارحم المسلمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وتابعين. وأقم الصلاة.